three lines before the wide lines in Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Ella, this is a difference, must be Chamr Soid or Mishchaloi Soid. The difference between wine and oil is that Chamr has the ability to satiate, and Mishcha does not. Really? Wine satiates, and that's why it gets its own bracha. V'chamr misod, is that really true? V'rava v'shasi chamr komaliyom de pischa. Rava would make sure to drink a wine every erev Pesach keich nagre lelibe, in order for him to develop an appetite. V'nechel matzah tfei, and he'll be able to eat the matzah with a greater level of appreciation. So he did something specifically to build up his desire to have matzah. And what he did was to drink wine. Now, how can you tell me wine satiates? If you're using wine to create an appetite, that means it seems to do the exact opposite of satiate. So the answer is tuva gorir purta soid. So everything is a question of how much. If you drink a lot of wine, then it crosses a certain threshold to where it gets you hungry and you want more. Purta soid. If you have a little bit, that satiates you. So wine has that double-barreled ability, but it does have the ability to satiate, and therefore it does get its own bracha. Really? Is that really true? Does it satiate at all? Famous pasuk, that wine gladdens the heart of people. V'lechem l'vavenosh yisod. And lechem is what creates the satiating factor. Seems from this pasuk that wine doesn't do that at all. That wine gladdens and bread satiates. So that contrast seems to put wine in the never satiating category. Still, therefore, why does it have its own bracha? And the answer is namahu desoid. It is bread that satiates. I'm sorry, that's all part of the kasha. It says namu desod, chamer lo soid, right? So what's going on here? It's only bread that satiates and not the wine. Ella, let me correct you in your understanding of this pasuk. Ella chamer is betarti. The answer is that no, this pasuk means that wine has two factors attached to it. It's two qualities. Soid umesamach. Wine is able to satiate and gladden. So it focuses only on the gladdening part because that's what it has over bread. Soid umesamach nama misit soid smuchel umesamach. But bread only has the ability to satiate. It doesn't have the ability to gladden. So if anything, it seems that bread now... bread has only one quality, wine has both qualities, and in having both qualities, well, so it means it's even better. It's even better than bread in a certain way. It has the ability to be soid and has the ability to be soid and to be misamach. So, if that's the case, you're telling me that you're still maintaining the position that it's soid, and that's why it's entitled to its own bracha. Well, forget its own pre-bracha. Yochid v'orcha l'sholosh brachos. Okay, why not then make a full benching on it? Why not bench make three brachas because it has the same quality as bread? So why is there a difference? Why we bench on bread? We don't bench on wine. The after bracha. He says, "Lo kaboy inshe suda sayu alayit." The answer is very simple. Nobody makes a suda on wine. Okay, at least not Yidden. Okay.
Well.
There's a small amount that's
enough
to make you happy.
What? Okay, but I guess it's small enough to still make a bracha on. So the answer is because nobody makes a suda on it. Nobody's kovei a suda on wine. Lo kaboy inshe sudasayu layu. Okay, so nobody makes a kovei a suda on wine. Amulev nachlim bar yitzchak rov ikovei le suda mai. Let's say somebody did. Okay, you had that, that particular Jew who said, just me and my bar tenura, give me a case and I'm fine. He says, Amalei, look, Shiova Elio, Vyomar, Yevik Vyusa. When Elio comes, he'll tell us a little bit of a sort of a strong statement. When but he obviously this is what he meant, that when Elio comes, he'll be able to tell us what is halacha about a guy who does that. If you want to explore that issue, hashtamil. But right now, butladaita itzakladim. Right now, we're not giving that any credence. His das, it becomes bottled to anybody, to all the other people who don't. An individual who does something outlandish doesn't have the strength to be able to create a real halacha position. So basically, you're out of it, and we don't give you any credence, and you don't have to bench, even if you happen to be that one guy who decides to make his suda on wine. So the answer is right now, maybe eventually you might bench one day, but not till Elio Novi comes. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashi's here. V'hoksiv, right? Soid, choshiv tfei b'mozal. So soid is a higher level than mozal. Mozal means it just gives you basic sustenance, and soid has like sort of a satiating quality to it. Ah, v'hoksiv v'yayim yisamach levav enosh, v'seif v'dekrov lechem levav enosh yisod. It sounds from that passage that wine only has the property of gladdening your heart. It doesn't have the ability to satiate you. Only bread can do that.
So if you're not satiated by the bread, would you make the bracha karana?
You make it, well, we bench, but it's not the raisa. It's a v'chalta v'svoto v'rachta. It's got to be v'svoto. So if you're still very hungry, you would bench, but it's not the raisa. Oh, mishani, any more answers? Lav kid the kamrit. It's not like what you're saying. Ela lechem yisod lo yismach. Aval yayin soid umesameach. He says no, you have wrong pshat in the pasuk. Lechem alone, lechem is the one is the item in that pasuk that has the ability only to satiate, but and not to gladden. But wine has that additional quality that it's able to gladden. So that pasuk is really building up wine and putting bread, so to speak, in its place. Well, Iyachi, if that's the case, a Zayin v'Soyed, if it is able to do both, Mazonu, then it should be called Mazon. Deliver a Chalei Shalosh Brachos. Why not make three brachos after you drink wine? Lachav after, as the after bracha. But I don't mean on the Kamam de Pirik and Kol Shum Mishivas Aminom Vlo Min Dogon Chom Omrin Bracha Achas. We have the Achas main Sheva, the Ala Michio, or the Ala Geffen. So we don't make three brachos. We don't bench on wine. So why not?
Is bread used euphemistically that if you have like a little piece of bread, but it's the rest of what you're going to eat. It's going to satiate you.
No. Let's wait for the laws of the Suda, but no. But you have to have your shurman, how much bread you have to eat. You have a big steak and a tiny piece of bread, you're not benching.
No, I'm thinking specifically like a smorgasbord, a chasna. A person washes on a teeny tiny little piece of bread.
No, it's not good. It's not good. You're supposed to have the shear. Okay, so Gufa. Let's go back. So we finished the Rashis. Gufa. We learned up above, Amr Vyuna Mashmuel, Vachin Amr Vyitzchok, Amr Vyachanon, Shemin Zayis, Vavarchon of Boya Pri Eitz. Okay, so we said before that according to Shmuel, that you have olive oil, you make a Boya Pri Eitz. Say Chidami, what exactly is this case that you're making a Boya Pri Eitz on olive oil? Let me understand that. Elaim de Koshosile, if you're drinking it straight down, olive oil on the rocks, okay, and you're just going straight for it. What kind of business is that? That you make a bracha bar pre eitz, azuke mazigle. That's going to damage you, right? Nobody drinks olive oil straight down. It's not a drink, okay? It's not certainly not on the continental breakfast buffet at Best Western. So it does not help you. It damages you. If it damages you, the Tanya. How do we know that? Hashoyse shemen shel truma, because it says if you drink oil of truma, mishalmas a keren v'mishalmas a chaimish. You pay for the principal, but you don't pay the typical payment of an additional fifth for consuming truma. If you're a Yisrael, of course. Hasach shemen shel truma. On the other hand, if you anoint yourself with the oil of truma, mishalmas a keren v'mishalmas a chaimish. That's a normal usage. It's like, you know, in a sense, you're eating it because it's a normal way of consuming it, and you pay the fifth. Okay. See, clearly, why? Because There's a halacha. The only time you have to pay the fifth if you consume it eat it in the normal way. And sicha is what you do with olive oil. You can smear yourself, yeah, but drinking it straight down, that's not a normal thing. It damages you. Elo, must be the kochal de pas. So you're eating it with the bread. You're dipping it. It's a dip, an olive oil dip. Well, liachi hevelay pas seeker. So what kind of bar priates are you making on such a situation? If that's the situation, the pas becomes the ikr. Vahu tuffle, the olive oil is certainly tuffle to the bread. Utran, we have a famous mishnah, zaklal kolshu ikr, v'imayt fail. If you have something that's main, and next to it and with it is something that's subsidiary to that, v'varach halikr potter's a tuffle. It's a tfail. You make a bracha on the main thing, and you potter with that bracha, the tuffle. So, what's going on? That's why I have all these shilas, what's considered the, you know, potato knishes and franken blankets and ice cream sandwiches, all the discussion, what's ikka, what's tuffle. Okay, so, but if, okay, so those are tough ones, but, you know, clearly if you have something like this with bread, with a little bit of peanut butter, you're not going to make a broch on the peanut butter, you're making broch on the bread, even though you and I know that it's really the peanut butter that we're eating. Okay, okay, right, but I guess it's a bottle of daita also, our das becomes bottle there as well. Bottom line is, why would you make a bar pre eight if you have the bread with the olive oil, you're making a moitzi? Elo must be the koshosila de anigroin. Okay, you're drinking it, you drank the olive oil with an anigroin. Okay, with some kind of a dish, a broth. Dhamarabba Bershmuel, anigroin maya de silka. Okay, anigroin is the water of the cooked beets. Okay, and ansigroin maya de kulishlaki. And ansigroin is the water of the liquid that's produced from all of the types of vegetables, type of vegetable soup or a beet soup, whatever. So
what about like a salad dressing, or that for sure is tofu?
Yeah, well,
an olive oil salad dressing.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. That's there. Yeah. But let's say, but the point we're looking for is, when can I have olive oil where it'll be its own bracha? So right. So if you have olive oil as a dressing, so 1 second. So Gemara wants to know. Gemara is saying that here, if you're adding the olive oil to the anigroin or to the achsigroin, then maybe it has its own. He says its own identity. Really, Gemara says Mkain. Let's continue. Can have a anigroinik of v'shem etofel. Okay, I don't understand. How does that help you in that situation? The soup, you want to add olive oil as a little bit of a, you know, additional little zap to your soup, or zip to your soup, whatever you want to call it. Have a nigro and ikav shem and tafel. The nigro becomes the ikav, and the shem becomes the tafel. Utanam zak chal kol shu ikav imot feilu v'varachal ikav potes at feilu. So I don't see how you've helped at all. Where is the bar priya eitz going to work by shemen? So the Gemara answers, achamaskin and b'chishish b'groinoi. The teretz is, you are sort of, you have a sore throat, and you're using the oil, he's good. Yeah. You have the oil as a remedy for your sore throat. Okay? The Tanya, like Rutan Brysa, Hachashish Begreno, lo yirar enu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos. If a person has a pain in his throat, one should not sort of gargle and soothe it with olive oil first on Shabbos. Okay, lechatchila, one should not do that on Shabbos. What should you do? If you want to ease your throat a little bit from the pain, you got a sore throat, because again, you can't do anything that's medically prescribed. If it looks like a medicine, even if it's not necessarily even consumed, but it's an act, it's a medical act, that's under the banner of prohibiting any type of refuah on Shabbos.
Gargling with like a mouthwash and antiseptic considered.
I'm going to give you Rabbi Rosenberg's speed dial number on all these questions. Yeah. So, so what?
20.
Yeah, right. That right. Yeah, and mouthwash is not. That's, you know, things that you, the things that are seen as, you know, as normal, and you just happen to be doing it for an ulterior motive, that might be okay. Right. Aval noisin shem brachos. Gemara brachos. So, aval 2, 4, 6 from the top, for 6 lines from the top on lamed vav. Aval noisin shem and harbe l'tochan nigrom. So, what do you do if you have a sore throat on Shabbos? How do you soothe it? And the answer is, you put oil into a nigron or beleya, and you swallow it. Okay. So, in that situation, what's really the ikker? Because it's the nigron is only an excuse for the olive oil. You really want to get the olive oil into your throat. In that situation, you make a bar of pre-eights. Okay, that's the case. Where it says, well, now it took us so long to get to it. Pshita, now a funny question after it took 20 lines. So that's Pasha. Isn't it obvious? Okay, that would be the bracha. So, manatema kivin the lirfua ka mechavein. Since my intention is lirfua, lo livrei ala klal, I might think, what, you don't make a bracha at all. Lo livrach ala klal, maybe you don't make a bracha altogether. Kamash milan, the chiddush is kivin the islay hana mine bay bruche. Since the bottom line is you get benefit, right? So you have a cough drop. You know, you take some of these things which have like sort of that middle level quality to it. It's sort of food, but it's so, you know, even though your intention is really to get benefit, your intention is to get yourself better, if you are deriving benefit from that item, then you make a bracha, and that's a chiddush, and that's the case. So it's really very limited. The only time you make a bracha, it's a great trivia question on Final Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the one case we make a bracha pre eitz on olive oil. What is that case? And there's one case when you have a sore throat and you are making the Shem and Zeis Iker, okay, and everything else is tuffle, then you make a Bari Pre-Eitz. Okay.
Liquid thing?
Yeah, it's olive oil. It's liquid. You know, it's so thick, but it's olive oil. Okay, let's go back to the Rashi's here. Azuke mazik l'gufe, it damages the body. Veinzo achila shetuna bracha, and it shouldn't be a type of eating that requires a bracha. The guy bracha v'chaltiksev, because when it comes to the issue of bracha, okay, Rashi tells us a pasuk. It's interesting; he doesn't just say it's a svar that you're not being nana, it's hurting you, but he says v'chalta v'savata. So the uvarachta. So since the source of bracha is when there's a real eating, there's not what you call an eating doesn't help you and help the body, doesn't pick up the body, it destroys the body. Okay, then there should be no bracha. The tanya delav v'archilu. Okay, I'll prove to you that's not a bar achila. Hashayis Hashem and shel tshuma. Here's the proof. If your person drinks oil of tshuma, okay, we're towards the bottom of Rashi and Amid Beis. We're going back to Rashi now, about 8 lines from the bottom. B'shoigeg, you do it b'shoigeg, because that's the only time you pay the keren and the chaymish. B'shalma is a keren, kishar mazik is chaver b'maynai. Of course, you pay the principal like anybody else who does damage. You rip somebody's shirt, you pay for the shirt. V'mishalma chaymish. And in this case, you don't pay the additional fifth. The gabi chaimish achila ksiv, because by the additional fifth, the key word is achila. Vishkiyoch al kodesh bishkoga, as the pasuk says, if a person eats bishogeg, you pay the keren and the chaimish. Prat lamazik, it's got to be oichel. But if I'm damaging you, okay, and I'm not doing anything constructive with that food, I'm just sort of, you know, if I pour it out in the ground, I don't pay the additional fifth. That's just called lamazik, and I pay the keren. Okay, so don't you see that if you just drink it down, you're not paying the chaymish because it's not an act it's not a positive act, it's a negative act. So idea pas mishum lifton. It's some kind of a dip. You want to put the bread into the olive oil and eat it that way. So you said that's also then it's not ikar, it's tuffel. The answer is are they a nigron? Min maichlu, it's a type of food. V'naisim l'toichai shemen, you put oil into it. V'shonui b'mishnah b'kam m'kaimus. It's learned in the Mishnah many places, this item called a nigron. Yomar Rabbi B'Shmuel, loi osa hoch elefrushei lo'an mahi. So Rabbi B'Shmuel is only brought in here to tell us what is an a nigron, just to define what it is. And maya de silka. So min mayim sheshulku ben tardin. I think those are beets, right? So so it's a water that you cook beets in. So if you that water, it's like a borscht, I guess, says that water is called a nigron. And when it comes to oxidroin, ansigroin, top Rashi now, top of the page, in Lamed Vav, the kulushlaki, kol min yerek sholg, any other type of cooked vegetables, some kind of vegetable soup type of deal, that's called ansigron, as opposed to anigron. Okay, so achoshish begrono. So the answer is, even there, it's not the ikker. So I'm still, we haven't had the bracha, we haven't found a place for the bracha. So the answer is achoshish begrono. If it's tochlo, it says by shemen harbe, devil shemen ikker, vanigron tofli. I got to put a lot of oil in to soothe in my throat. And in that situation, even though it's going into a vegetable soup, it's going to be the ikker and not the tofli. Okay, on Shabbos, lo yarena b'shemen b'shabbos, the mishal b'tol grono, because you can't, you pour it into your mouth and sort of have it stay by your throat and soothe your throat that way. In a balea, you're not going to swallow it. V'kim loy balalei, and since you're not swallowing it, mucha milsa d'rfuhu. Right, because you're not swallowing that. It's bad for you to swallow that olive oil. So you're just going to sort of gargle with it, have it soothe your throat, and then you're going to spit it out. So mucha milsa de refuahu. Okay, it is an absolute mucha chamilsa. It's a proof that it's meant only for refuah. For chachamim, God's will call refuahs hanikaros. The chacham made exer on any recognizable act of refuah on Shabbos mishum schika salmanim shimalacha. Because we're afraid if we allow medicine, it'll come to you'll grind your own medicine. That's a famous gezeira, and that even though nowadays, you know, whatever, do how much grinding we do, but that's halach, it stays in its place, and we don't adjust it. And that's why aspirins and all these types of medicines, unless the person's sick. If a person's sick, then obviously, different story. Okay, really sick, nafal mishkov. Okay, he says, tchila, you shouldn't do a tchila. Claim, what does it mean, tchila? What do you mean, first? Claim, alicha tchila li ten Hashem v'pev l'shem ira. You shouldn't put the wine in for the express purpose of soothing your throat. Kim l'shem blia. You have to put it in for the sake of swallowing. And balashay sa yishenu. If it stays there a little bit and hangs around your throat for a while, but as long as you're actually going to swallow it, because it's a real food, that's okay, because eating is mutter. This eating happens to make you feel better. That's okay already. It's not recognizable that it's for the sake of refuah. Okay. Okay, the islay hana mine, is that, yeah, she's right. I might think that, I might think that since you're doing it for refuah, you don't make a bracha at all. Since at the end of the day, there is hana, levada refuah, yeshua hana achili. The bottom line is, there is some benefit besides the therapeutic advantage of and benefit of it. You also have the physical benefit of it, then you are going to have to make a bracha. Okay, two dots. Let's go weiter. The kimcha dechiti. Okay, what about wheat flour? What bracha do you make on wheat flour? Where, I don't know, you start eating wheat flour, not your typical thing. Kimcha d'chiti, ochel, look at Rashi. He takes out, okay, that's not Rashi, he's a loy garcina lay, so let's just move on. Kimcha d'chiti, ochel kemachitim kemoshihi. You eat wheat flour as is. Okay? Just open up the gold medal and you dig right in. Rav Yehuda im b'bar priyadam, what bracha do you make on that? Yeah, I guess you're hungry. Okay, according to Rav Yehuda, you make a bar piya dam. Rav Nachman says you make a shakol. Okay, Rash, look at Rashi for a minute. Bar piya dama, kishar kaisei schitin, like other situations of chewing wheat. The tanya l'kavam pirkin shavark bar piya dama. If you chew the kernels, right, you like eating the kernels of the wheat before you process it, you make a bar piyadama. So this is also an aspect of that type of same type of eating, and you make a bar piyadama. According to Rav Yehuda. And Rav Nachman shakol yivari. Amalei Rav Nachman, like tifla galed Rav Yehuda, do not argue with Rav Yehuda, who says bar piyadama, the Rav Yochanan Shmuel kaima kavasei. Because Rav Yochanan Shmuel both seem to agree with our good friend Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Because Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. V'chein Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan. And so too, Shmuel said the name of Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak said the name of Rav Yochanan. Shemen Zayis, Mavarach of Bar Pri Yoetz. Okay, that when you have olive oil, you make a Bar Pri Yoetz in olive oil. Alma, what do we see from that Bar Pri Yoetz? Alma Afagav Diyishtin Ibn Milsa, even though it changed in its form, it's not the original olive anymore, it's now olive oil. So the argument is, what's the argument for shakel? The argument for shakel is, it's not wheat anymore. You grounded it down, you made flour out of it. So Yilchur shakel is justified. We're coming back and saying, you see that Shemen Zayis, even though it changed its form, still maintained its original bracha of Bar Pri Yoetz. Avagav Dishanim Milsei Koi, Afagav Diyishtini, even though it changed, but Milsei Koi, it stays in its status. So here too. Okay, so one more time. Shemen Zayis Bavarkal of Bar Priya 8, Alma Afagav Dishini Bamulse Koi, just like by Shemen Zayis, even though it changed, it stayed in its initial original halachic position. Hachanami Afagav Dishini Bamulse Koi. L'chayr is the same thing. So we are making a straight comparison between the olive oil and the flour, to which Gemara says, no, me dummy. What kind of comparison is that? Hosam, let's say Luya Achrina. Okay, by the olive oil, it has no further enhancement waiting to happen. It is at its final stage of being an olive oil. And once it's olive oil, so you make a bar preitz. It is what it is. Hoch is a luya achrina, bapas, but it's going to be, this one's going to be bread eventually. So you ground it down into flour. It's not in its final stage. It still has to become bread. So since it has to become something else and it's not in its final position, shakol is the operative bracha. So you have no raya from the case of the olive oil. Really? So that's the lamdas v'chisle luya achrina loma v'chinal bar pri adam. Is that really the concept that when it does not have another level to go up? When it does have another level, v'chisle luya achrina loma v'chinal bar pri adam. Is that really the rule of thumb that when it has another level to go up, you don't make a bar pri adam? El shakol. Is that really true? I've amar of zayr, amar of masna, amar shmuel, akra, chaya, v'kimcha, desari. Okay, what's akra?
Pumpkin.
What?
Pumpkin.
Thank you. Okay, pumpkin. Chaya is...
Barley.
No, kimcha desari is barley flour. I'm looking for no rashis here. No rashis. Maybe it's akrachaya. Is that maybe it's a
pumpkin flour?
Okay. It says akrachaya together.
No, it just says raw pumpkin.
Raw. That makes raw more sense. Yeah. Okay. Akrachaya is yeah. So it's a raw pumpkin or barley flour. Okay. Mevarchan ala shakol nivari. So you make a shakol niyabavari on pumpkin and raw pumpkin and a barley flour. Okay. My love. Okay, so the inference from this would be because these are things that they're not being eaten in its regular normal form. It's got something to have to happen yet. My love, the chiti bar pei adama. By only mentioning akra chaya and kimcha desari, what's interestingly being omitted? The chayra wheat. Okay, so my love the chiti bar pei adama. Chayra for the wheat, you're making a bar pei adama. Versus lo, the chitinami shakol niyabavaroi. Okay, no, it's just because it omitted it doesn't mean that there's a different bracha. I will tell you that this brisa left it out, but the halacha is indeed true that you would have to make a shakol niyabavaroi on chiti as well. Really? So that's the case. V'lashmina the chiti v'koshkin the sari. So why would you only talk about the barley, which is much more logical for it to be a shakol niyabavaroi? I guess because it's not as beloved, it's not as maybe edible or whatever. So tell me, wheat is a shakol, and kolshkein, the barley would be a shakol. Why would you focus on the barley and leave out the wheat? It should be the other way around. Tell me the wheat and kolshkein the barley. Where it says no, iashmin on the chiti, the last narrow line. If I just told you the wheat, havamina hanamil the chiti av the silo verchol klal, wheat makes a bracha altogether. But barley, being so outlandish in terms of eating barley flour, which is much more out there, maybe you don't make a brach at all. It's not considered regular food. Therefore, I need ukamash v'lan. The chiddush therefore is that indeed I make a bracha on barley. So I need to do that. And therefore, I have to tell you that much because it's focused on the wheat. I tell me both, I guess. I don't know. I guess we have to pick which one we're going to focus in on. So you still don't have a raya. My position of making a shahakol on wheat flour is still maintained. Mora says, really? What about umigara mimelach v'zomis? Is it any worse than salt and brine? Okay, the Tanan, ala melach v'zomis, we have a Mishnah that tells us on salt and brine, ayim shakol nivari. Right, so Mora is attacking the Havamina. What in the world, why in the world would you think it wouldn't make a bracha on barley at all? Would it be any worse than these items, which certainly are not a big fancy food? You make a shakal nivaro, and what I think that barley is different. Itzruch, I know. I still would need it. Why? Because I would have thought melech v'zomis of an inish to shadi lupumei. Okay, because it does, people do put it in their mouths. It's maybe not, it's not a big food, but people do put it in to their mouths on occasion. But maybe when it comes to wheat barley flour, since it's bad for your stomach and it develops some kind of worm thing in your stomach and not a good thing at all, maybe, and therefore this shmendrik, you know, doesn't care, but maybe because it's damaging to the body, you wouldn't make a bracha, maybe a bracha is completely not warranted, kamash malan, same idea we just had a few lines ago, kivan disanomine, boy bruche. At the end of the day, even if you're doing something that's not good for you, if it tastes good going down and you like it, you make a bracha. And therefore here too, shakal. Shakal. For barley, there's no dispute. The dispute was on wheat flour. But on barley flour...
But who drinks brine and salt?
Apparently there are some people put into their mouths.
Shakal on that too, then, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly the time. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Exactly. Right, because there is some level of a benefit there, and you make a shakal. Okay, let's catch up on the Rashi's here. We're at the two dots.
We did learn that when you drink olive oil, that you shouldn't make a bracha, right? That was the Abamina?
Because
it's damaging to you, so...
Yeah, but and it's also, I guess, no pleasure.
I see. That's it.
You drink either herring or
juice because it doesn't taste
good enough.
Right.
Exactly.
If you have a piece of herring that's marinated or anything that's marinated in olive oil, that would still be considered, the olive oil is tuffel.
Yeah.
It's adding taste. And
right. Yeah, pashas, yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Let's catch up on the Rashis. Boire. The Bar Piyadama? Yeah, Yushan. No, we did that. The Ishtani, right?
Yeah.
The Ishtani. The Gora. And it got and it gets worse. Hayavalo Ishtani Luye Mayasa. Okay. It changed and it got worse since it Hayavalo Ishtani Luye Mayasa. It did not go to its better level. 1 second. What is that going on? Yeah. Alma Afagav Dishim Milse Koi. Okay.
Probably on the
oat
flour?
Yes, 1 second. Right, we're talking about Shemin Zayis Mavarchal Bar Priya Eitz. No, right. We're trying to show that things, even though they change, even though they're still, they change from their. Regular position, and then it's really not, in a good place. And it's worse. Since it did not go to its ultimate level, you're going to make a shahakol. But mil say koi. So again, one person will say shahakol, but he says but mil say koi vevele kikoi says chitin. And Rav Yehuda held it was just like chewing wheat. Where if you eat wheat kernels, if you happen to like to chew on wheat kernels, you're going to make a bar piyadama. So. Gemara was proving that you see you make a bar pri eight, that means you stick to its original bracha. So why over here would you not? And the answer is hacha islay iluya achrina hilkach. There's another level to go. Okay, and therefore you don't warrant the bar pri adama because by the flour we're gonna make bread. Hilkach yotzim mikal pri. Okay, it goes out of the realm of being a fruit. Chal derech achilas alaybo, but does not get yet into the realm of eating it in its normal fashion. But oil, on the other hand, the minute through its change, it enters into the realm of the way you eat it. And it was the fruit was made for this purpose to become olive oil. Therefore, it's viewed as a pre, and you'd say boy or pre or eight, because this is where it was supposed to go. Olive oil is the end game of olives, and there's nothing more to happen, and therefore. it's perfectly okay to say bar priates. So my lav mida amar sare michal desfila b'chiti bar priadama the choshev. So since the brisa only mentions barley, does not mention wheat, can't I infer that the wheat is a bar priadama? So Gemara says no, it's still a shakol. And I was telling you a chiddush about barley. That's a chiddush about barley. Me gora me melach v'zomis. Where would you have a havim to think you don't make a bracha? How is it worse than salt? Okay, and zomis, shalmeria, maybe that's where shalmil comes from. Shalmira, I'm not sure. That's some kind of brine, I guess. Okay, kukiina toloim shemayim. That's worms in your stomach. You don't want that to happen. Okay, this lehano ba'achila. This lehano ba'achila. The bottom line is. So since you do derive benefit from eating, indeed, you're going to have to make a bracha. Okay. That's a chiddush. Don't think you don't make a bracha. Okay, back to the two dots. Kura. So what's kura? Look at Rashi. Kura. Rach shal dekel. It's a soft part of the day tree. Kshanofav gedelim b'chol shana v'shana k'der kolionanos. So when the branches of the day tree grow every single year, like all other trees. Hanosav v'shanazu rach, the one that's added, the new branches are soft. V'shanashniyam is kashav v'naseitz. And then the second year becomes harder. So according to Rashi, it's actually the date branch, which actually seems edible. We never had a date branch, but apparently it is. There are other people say it's sort of the heart, the date hearts. Okay, but whatever it is, it's a food that doesn't stay this way forever, and if you just let it go, it will become hard. I guess so. So he says, so Kura, review the Ayme Barpi. So what bracha do you make on that? So review the Ayme Barpi, Adam, Shmuel, Ayme Shakal, Niyavari. Okay, it's my choik is between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda, I'm a bar pri adama piru. Hey, it's fruit from the tree. It grows from the tree. It's edible. Make a bar pri adama. Okay, it's not really the ultimate fruit, but it's certainly, you know, fruit from the land, from the ground, so make a bar pri adama. Shmuel, I'm a no. Shakal nivaroi, hoyil v'seife lahakshois. It's eventually going to get hard. And therefore, it is a shahakal. So Amalei Shmuel review the Shmuel says review the Shinana, sharp one. Kavasech mistavra. It makes more sense like you than me. Why? Because what about a radish? Seifel hakshayis. Doesn't a radish eventually get hard? And yet okay. So it's a radish should have the same quality. It gets hard, and yet you make a bar pi adama. So luchayra, I'm wrong. Shmuel is saying to review the luchayra, I have to capitulate that. That you're right and I'm wrong. Velohi. And the answer is it's not exactly a parallel situation. Tsunoin nate inshe adaita the puglo. Okay? He says it's different because it's tsunoin, people do plant it for the sake of the radish. Dikla lonati inshe adaita the kur, but nobody plants a date tree for the sake of these branches. That's not why we do. We plant it for the dates. If these happen to be there, so but it's not the it's not on the thought process. But at Sinayin, you do plant it for the sake of the pugla. Okay.
Let's say for example, bamboo shoots. The tying of the same thing that you know people are planting the bamboo because they want the bamboo.
I hear you, but when you know it's hard. It's just hard to cover all the in other cases. Yeah, let's do the Rashi here. Kura, let's see here. Yeah, we did that. So falahak shows shim eno tolsho biito humiskash shakeitz. Right, if you don't take the radish off when it's soft, it's going to get hard. So the difference is, come on, there's a big difference. Adaita to pugla. La'ochlok shurach. We're planting it to nail it and to, you know, get it out of there when it's a radish, when it's soft and it's edible. Ushmai pugla. And when that happens, it's called a pugla. Okay? So Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. So really? Whenever something is eaten and taken off the tree or the bush, at a time, if that thing that you're taking off is not the thing you intended to plant, that there you don't make a bar pri adama, is that really the aside? That it's any side benefit you have from a planting, you make a shakol ni'bevar, is that really true? What about the kepa bush? Okay, we all know what that is. if you have a picture, it wouldn't hurt. The caper bush that people plant on for the sake of the fruit, I guess the caper berry, whatever that is. Okay, that's really why you plant it. And yet, utanan. Okay, and we learn when it comes to the caper bush, amidei nitzpo al olan v'alat tomorrows amabar pri adamo. That on the side issues of the leaves and the things that look like dates from the caper bush, it's not the main thing. You make a bar pri adamo v'alav yoinos v'alav kafrisin, and on the actual berry and the wrapping of the berry and the leafy stuff around the berry, there you make a bar pri eitz. So don't you see that even if it's not the main reason why you plant them, because the main reason is the bar priates, the actual berry, the other stuff, you still make a bar priadam. Don't tell me at the minute it's not your main goal, you don't make a bar priadam, you have to make a shako. So what's the difference? Why is that different than the caper bush? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, tzlaf not a inche adaita de shusa, okay, because by tzlaf people do plant it for that intention as well. It's more than one intention. There's more than one thing going on here when you plant the cape bush. Diklo not the inshadaita dekura, but nobody plants date trees for the sake of the branches. The Avagav the Kal say Shmuel of Yehuda, even though Shmuel indeed praised Rabbi Yehuda, he said, you know, I like your svara. Hilchazagav say to Shmuel, indeed we pass like Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shakol ni Bavroi, I believe, right? He said, Shakol ni, that's the halacha. We'll stop here. Shkoyach.
Are you sure we get a
term? The Yiddish term?